This is Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles at the home of Liz Lewis and David Fry, a place where George W. Bush is commonly discussed with skepticism, if not outright derision. Both David and Liz, who are in their mid-50s, are diehard Democrats, and both can be tough judges of performance. David does voiceovers and commercials. Liz trains singers. That being said, they thought the president did a pretty good job last night.
I like the pep talk element. It feels good. It feels right to me. You know, we do need to stand together, and we need to be encouraged to do so. He's like the daddy in chief, and he's saying, okay, now it's time to stand up and be counted and do your best, and we're going to count on all of you, and it makes me feel good.
I'll go along with that. I found it surprisingly lacking in testosterone, which is a good thing. It was very thoughtful and put together well.
Not that David thought the president himself had much to do with that.
I'm used to presidents that are smarter than I am, and I don't feel like I have that now. But the one good thing about this speech is it's obvious that there are people around him who are smart. And if he is clever enough to listen to them and move in the directions that his advisors say to move and not act from his hip pocket, then I will feel somewhat better about the situation.
David and Liz watched the speech with David's daughter Stephanie Ortiz, a 29-year-old school teacher, and her 10-year-old daughter Christina. Stephanie, like her dad, is a Democrat. Unlike her dad, she had a hard time finding much reassurance in the president's words.
I think it's really scary. I was very uneasy through the whole speech, although it was exactly what I expected to hear. I've never been in a state of war. I mean, the Gulf War to me was, you know, it was over there. I didn't have to worry about it. I wasn't ever scared. And at this point, I do feel like the people we're dealing with have no regard for human life. So I think we're fighting someone that doesn't have any rules, and that, you know, that's terrifying.
Still, Stephanie feels there's no choice but to bring the terrorists to justice. 10-year-old Christina agrees.
They might attack us again and they won't find them. That's what I'm nervous about.
Liz was nervous, too, about the possible erosion of civil rights. She also thought some of the language in the speech could multiply America's enemies.
He's saying you're either with us or you're against us. Either we're at war with you or you're joining us. That doesn't make me feel safe at all. It makes me feel terrible.
Regardless of her qualms, she didn't need the president's speech to ready her for the fight ahead.
I would enlist today. I would enlist at my age. I've been thinking about it. And when I go to the gym, I work out so hard because I'm thinking I have got to get stronger so I can fight at home. I'm serious.
No one in this room really believed they'd be called upon to fight, but they all accepted they'd be called to contribute in some way. Stephanie seemed to be looking forward to it.
I will definitely volunteer if I can to do anything I can help, and I think everyone kind of feels that way. I think it's the first I've ever seen of the country coming together with the flags everywhere, and everyone just seems so supportive of each other. It's the first time I've ever felt like we have a purpose and our whole life doesn't revolve around what we do every day. You know, it's bigger than that.
Clearly, nothing the president said last night could shake the resolve that already existed, even in some of his harshest critics. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.